What's going on, you powwow chow mein noodles? It's like two things that should never go together. Welcome to Gruntspeak, not so.
Live from the lair.
It's Terrence Pop. I'm Toxic Male. What's going on? Welcome to the show.
We got another interesting story here.
Yes. This is long overdue. It was sent in as a super chat during a live stream by Chief Kickabitch of the Slapaho Nation, everyone's favorite cultural appropriator of the Native Americans. Don't you love that? How it's not cultural appropriation when Disney subverts an existing intellectual property by shoehorning people of random races and things that have nothing to do with anything other than, you know, kowtowing to minorities, the same minorities they throw under the bus as soon as China complains, and then they just catch out of the poster.
That's right. Or they shrink your head to minuscule amounts so you can barely see it.
Yeah, that's not cultural appropriation. That's stunning and brave. Yeah, it's only cultural appropriation when who whitey does it.
Well, the thing is the whole cultural appropriation horseshit, is this another way to get people to shut down and just go along to get along?
Yep. Right?
Listen,
I like... You will do what we say or we will cancel you.
I love the Japanese steakhouse.
Oh, hell yeah.
I love pizza. That's Italian.
Yeah. Well, that pizza's technically American, even if it's got Italian-inspired ingredients.
Well, yeah, you are correct. But the original idea developed during World War II. And
pizza pie.
It went nuts.
Yeah, because of pizza and Japanese steakhouses and mint chocolate chip ice cream, checking out at 65.
Yeah. In America, I mean, we have all these different... ethnic backgrounds, and they all kind of just blend together after a couple generations. You cannot help but have, you know, some aspects of somebody's culture bleeding over into someone else's.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely asinine to try to make one group feel guilty. I mean, it's stupid.
Well, I mean, look at holidays.
Yeah.
Holidays by themselves, we get a little bit of here, a little bit of there. None of it. It's all a melting pot. That's what we used to be called, and we used to be proud of it. Now diversity is our strength. It's obviously not. If you think multiculturalism is the way forward, look at Europe. Are you the kind of person who's run out of feelings to hurt?
Yeah. Wah, wah, wah.
What, wah?
Then we have the Redonkulous swag for you. And we have multiple locations where you can get it. Go to the Stream Elements store or Crypto Fashion and embrace your inner fat punisher. Because after all,
there's a little bad pop in all of us. Even your mother.
Shirts, stickers, mugs, and hats are on sale now. Your support helps keep us independent from big tech and keeps this life-saving train on the tracks. Links are in the Meat Gazer box. But that's neither here nor there when it comes to this particular story. It just felt important to get that out. Are you ready for this? This is going to be glorious.
This is another Charlie story, right?
Yes, Charlie the Third.
I love these stories.
Sparks another memory. Charlie the Third got in trouble at school for chasing a girl he has a crush on around the playground and farting on her.
These things happen.
That's what happens, man. If you're under the age of 10 and you got a crush, you're like, well, how do I win her over? I know, my ass.
Or you're one of those, you just bug them because you like them.
Yes.
Women do the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, she pushed you down? Oh, she must really like you, bro. You're going to get to smack them tonsils around. Oh, God, that's so gross. Girls have cooties. His teacher couldn't keep a straight face as she told the girl's father and me about it. He was cool about it, especially since they were playing together by the time we got there to pick our kids up. This led me to recall in greater detail another school day's memory related to the Belvina incident.
Belvina.
It sounds like knockoff mac and cheese.
I know. I was just thinking, is that like a Spanish mac and cheese company?
You making tacos tonight? You making nachos? Can you make sure you make it with Belvina?
Oh, my Lord.
We had a new mean fat girl. She must have had too much Belvina mac and cheese. Join our class at the start of sixth grade. Her name was Valerie.
Oh, it's a fat girl's name.
Oh, thank you.
I think I had the same situation with a fat girl.
Oh, is this the one you were talking about? Who used to beat your ass?
Yeah, and I had to like, in ninth grade, she was, you know, going back to, and this wasn't like I like you kind of thing. I mean, this woman threw some serious beatdowns on me.
Ooh.
In middle school, I mean, she outweighed me like 150, 200 pounds.
Wow.
She was big. I'm not going to say her name because she committed suicide about six, 7 years back.
Oh, they ran out of Belvina?
There's something wrong with you.
I don't know. But, you know, it started as soon as I showed up at high school, and I'm like, hey, you know, this isn't middle school. You need to quit this shit. And I remember we're walking up the stairs. We're on that one landing, and she followed me up, and then she grabs me by the shoulder, spinning around, and she had a balled-up fist like she was going to punch me. Ooh. And I dropped two punches, one to the gut, one to the jaw. She went down like a sack of flour, and I said, don't ever raise your hand to me again. I'm not taking this shit anymore.
There you go.
It never happened again.
Equal rights, equal lefts.
Never happened again. And in ninth grade, I weighed 89 pounds.
Oh, God.
This woman was 320. She was that big.
Oh, wow. So she was just going after you because she thought, I could take him.
I don't know. But
obviously, she's miserable at home. She's a food addict, and she's just going to take it out on anybody she feels like she could throw.
And that's what I think was going on. And I heard from one of her friends about a year and a half after this, and they were talking about how, you know, the boys are stronger than they look, and she was just like, I remember that guy used to be a guy. He beat the shit out of me in like a second. In a second. And I mean, I could have like just really bloodied her up bad. I didn't want to do it. I gave her like four or five warnings. I'm like, I'm going to fuck you up if you don't stop.
Well, like we always say, you never start the fight, but you damn sure finish it.
That's good advice.
For some incomprehensible reason, the queen bees, the girls in our class, fell under the sway of were fat year after year.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't sure why at the time, but Valerie decided to insult me for my size. Mm-hmm. I was thin and wiry in those days, and to her, I must have looked skinny. For whatever reason, she started throwing the skinny insults at me, from short ones like calling me string bean, to lengthier ones like, you know, if you stand sideways and stick out your tongue, you look like a zipper.
That's just stupid.
I ignored her since I'd have to look at her to respond, and she was really hard on the eyes.
Nice!
Kind of like the love child of Edward G. Robinson and Ernest Borgnine. It turned out that dumping on me was part of some irrational plan she developed to get with Charlie.
Okay.
Charlie was the ladies' man, apparently. I think she thought she could somehow drive a wedge between us by putting down his best friend.
Hmm.
See, this is another one of those key differences between men and women, especially when we're all young and dumb. Women think that men must think just like them, because women can easily drive wedges between their friends by doing this sort of shit. Men, it doesn't really work.
Well, the thing with I've noticed is women show up out of the box with a green belt in administrative violence.
Yeah.
Like, they really have that whole character assassination thing down.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a victim of it a couple times when I was in school, so.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
People are assholes.
Used to hang out with the Middle Eastern blind kid. He taught me how to read Braille. And just because I was buddies with him, and, you know, we could type messages and stuff back and forth during class, and I helped him with all of his science projects, of course, that meant I had to be gay. Yeah. I'm into hairy Middle Eastern man-ass. Oh, yeah, sign me up.
That's disgusting!
She must have thought that by pointing out my seeming physical deficiencies would cause Charlie to realize that close association with me was causing him to lose status because a more buff guy like him should have a best friend with a huskier build.
Women.
What kind of thought process is this? This is stupid.
That's exactly what it is. It's a thought process. Charlie came to that conclusion when she started flirting with him and calling him by pet names whenever she rolled up on us.
Oh, yeah.
Could you imagine pet names coming out of a 300-pound linebacker chick?
Hi, Cupcake.
What's up, Muffin Top?
Look, Cindy Cinnabon.
Little Debbie, your first girlfriend.
Yeah, she was. That evil bitch.
Yep. She kept you fat and she was cheap.
And the prices really haven't gone up that much.
And that's because the quality of the stuff has gone way down.
When I was a kid, I loved that shit. Not so much anymore. But
No, you can't. It's gut rot. It'll just rip your shit apart from the inside out.
When I was a kid, I would buy a whole box of the zebra cakes and eat them all.
Oh, I can't imagine what that must have been doing to your insides.
Well, not much, because I was a little wiry, skinny little runt. I literally didn't grow and fill out until I went in the Army at 17.
Since I was always there, she could never get any alone time with him. In part because of the imploring look in his eyes saying, "For the love of God, don't leave me alone with her." One day, she turned on him too. Anybody had that situation with their best bud? You know, the chick comes up who's clearly into just one of you. And she's trying to get him to, "Hey, you know, I need some help with something in my class. Can you mind coming with me?" And your buddy's like, don't let me go.
Yes.
Please.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure that happens more so in bars than in schools. But
when you're in school and with your buddies, you develop like that code.
Yeah.
Certain looks. You know, you know your buddies. Like, they had one buddy that always would do this when he got nervous. I could tell that things were getting under his skin. He'd be like, I don't know. So I have to walk up there and, "Hey, what's going on?" So he wouldn't freak out.
As soon as the hands start fumbling, you know something.
Yes.
Up. Let's get the hell out of here.
She had started to give him different food nicknames.
Oh.
Why do they always go for food?
Because they're fat.
Oh, there you go. She must not have considered it only drew even more attention to the prodigious bulk of a 180-pound, 12-year-old girl.
Wow, that's huge.
180 pounds at 12. My Lanta.
That's big.
Yeah. Food addiction. That's a real thing. Yeah. I'm not even going to call them fatties anymore. I'm just going to call them what they are. They're food addicts. And fat positivity enables food addicts, just like being out in California and offering free heroin enables drug addicts. But yeah, Democrats are totally on your side. They're not trying to kill you.
Yeah, they'll just give you the drugs and the needles and tell the police to look the other way. Huh? Yeah, it's working out quite fantastically.
Fantastical. Finally, Charlie couldn't take it any longer when she called him Pumpkin.
Oh. Okay.
He shot back with, "What's up, pork chop?" She ran away crying to the nun that we were picking on her wing.
Oh, yeah. And that's actually fairly common now.
Oh, yeah. They can be laying into you for months on end. Bully, 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 name calling. As soon as you fire anything back, how dare you?
Yep. And the drama queen that comes to mind, her name was Wendy. I'm not going to say her last name. And she would just verbally rip me apart every single day. I was so sick of this woman. But, you know, she never, it wasn't any physical thing. It was all just a game of wits. What are you going to do?
You can't do anything.
I can't do anything.
You got to be witty right back.
Yeah.
What's going on, King Dong Eater? I'm doing great. Who cut your hair, Ray Charles?
And they
run away. Sister Mary disciplined with a steel ruler.
Yeah, at least the principal in the middle school, that was pretty cool. So I got called in there, and he's just like, "So you were bad-mouthing, you know, such and such?" And I'm like, "Well, only after she bad-mouthed me every day for the past 3 months, I finally had enough. I said something to her." He's like, "All right, I'm going to get you a Pepsi. Just stay in here for an hour and go to your next class." Because there was no violence.
That sounds like my school principal when I was in elementary school. She was a cool lady. There was a dude who used to just beat the shit out of me mercilessly for no reason whatsoever, but only when his friends were around. Isn't it amazing how that works? Yeah. When it was just him and me, him and I were fine. But finally, I just got so sick of it one day, I just fucking waylaid him. He was just down for the count. And of course, it was all my fault. I got taken back to the office, and Mrs. McIntyre's like, "So you finally got him, huh?" Winning!
Yeah. Just wait here. Calm down. It'll be fine.
Yeah, you like Coke or Pepsi? I'm the Pepsi generation. All right, fantastic. Yeah,
boys will be boys. That's just the way it is. They're going to fight. They're going to grab boobies. That's just what they do.
That's how you learn pecking order.
That's right.
If you don't learn pecking order, you get Antifa.
Oh!
What we didn't know is that the old nun already had her number and heard the entire exchange.
Yeah,
speaking of cool authority figures.
Yeah. Well, listen, they're not stupid.
No.
They know what's up.
Absolutely. Her accusation was not only disregarded, but the nun gave her detention for lying.
Justice. I like it.
Charlie and I instantly knew that she had just handed us a license to get payback in any way we saw fit.
Ooh.
Charlie, who favored Johnny Storm, said, "Flame on." And I, who was a Ben Grimm fan, declared, "It's clobbering time." First, we repeated what we did to Balvina. Mm-hmm. We had frozen her out. This is one of the best ways to get back at women.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
Just for dudes out there who have always wondered, you know, how do I just drive this person crazy without resorting to name-calling, physical altercation, or anything that's going to get me in trouble at work? You freeze them.
You ignore them.
You completely rob them of any and all attention.
Yeah, and I used to do this all the time. And my favorite thing, I'd be in the bar, and some lady would come up that, you know, I knew from the past. And I literally, like, just very slowly turn away. I just keep drinking. And they're behind me.
Sir? Sir, are you listening to me, sir?
Freeze them out. The yep. Best punishment, because the best punishment is really just not acknowledging they exist whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
They can't stand it. It was even easier this time because the girls were a year older and more interested in boys, but had not yet grown chesticles, so they couldn't manipulate us with them. It's a good butter zone to be in.
Yeah.
Because once they grow boobs, it's game on.
It gets stupid.
Yeah. After that,
it's just a big
no,
game of space ghost.
No, it doesn't get stupid. You get stupid.
That's right. It's a big game of space ghost.
Wow, that's good. Moltar, make a note of that.
No.
Come on.
I'm busy.
For our part, the boys loved taking down the obnoxious, ugly Balvina and hated the fatter Valerie even more. Well, there's more to hate. They were fully on board. As we did last time, we told our gang to shun anyone who talked with any girl who was in Valerie's social circle.
All right.
Yeah.
So now the dude, that they just took a page out of the chick playgroup playbook.
Yeah. It works, though.
It does.
The nice girls caught on right away since we did it to Balvina a year before, so the only ones that she could get to sit near her at lunch were the class biatches. Phase one complete.
The female breeding dogs.
Birds of a feather. Once the target was isolated, it was time for phase two, the terror campaign, in which every boy enlisted. I have a feeling it's about to get really good.
Yeah, it's going to get good here.
Oh, shit!
All right.
Pour yourself a drink, gentlemen. You're going to love this. We started with crop dusting.
Oh, no!
No one except the boys seated near her was letting out their farts. We all started holding them in until we couldn't hold them any longer. Then we would raise our hands and ask to get a drink of water or use the restroom.
Nice.
Once permission was granted, we would cross the room to her row and start letting it out as quietly as possible so that it was escaping pants as we got to her seat.
Nice.
Drive-bys were done when picking up corrected homework, grading tests, or sharpening a pencil.
Wow! Holy crap, that's great.
This is a beautiful coordinated effort.
I like it. I like it.
Seating was boy-girl up and down rows, so she was surrounded by boys. All they would do was critique the bouquet of our individual output.
Nice.
That's a very dude thing to do.
But the thing is that had to be punishing everyone else around her, too.
Oh, yeah. Like, we'll be filming around here. He'll be over there like, I'd give that one like a five. That's a dude thing. Yeah, it doesn't matter if you're 12 or 112, you're still going to keep doing it.
Oh, fuck, you diarrhea fiend.
We would hurry to beat her to the fountain at lunchtime while more of us would line up behind her to hem her in. That was when the tuba symphony would start. Fiorillo, the kid who sat behind her, would cup his farts to release behind her ear.
Nice.
One day, Vassilopoulos stayed behind for a little while at the start of recess and stole her afternoon classwork out of her notebook. That got her detention.
Ooh.
This is psychological warfare 101.
Yeah, this is retribution.
Charlie and I sent away for a dozen bottles of Morning Breeze, the foul, rotten egg aroma perfume advertised in comic books along with X-ray glasses.
Stink out.
Yep.
Used to call it stink out.
The Charles Atlas exercise course, and of course, throw your voice, whatever that was. It was so noxious that a single drop would clear a small room. All the boys had water pistols loaded with it in its diluted form. And Valerie was the only game in town.
Oh, God. Now, this is, they're going over the top here.
We sprayed it on her whenever she wasn't looking. Between the Morning Breeze and our constant fart attacks, none of the girls wanted to be near her. We torched her life.
Damn. Yeah, that's a little harsh, but all right. I got it.
You know?
It is what it is.
Basically, what they were doing was what she was attempting to do to Chief Kickabitch in an exacerbated form. She was trying to socially isolate him away from his best friend because she wanted to tap it at 12.
At 12. Yeah.
And all he did was the exact same thing. He just involved more people. And, of course, there was the fart attacks. And although I'm sure a 180-pound 12-year-old girl, and at this point in time, no one is on their best hygienic leg.
Probably.
You know? I'm sure that she had her share of stank that she was spreading around, willingly or not willingly. Yeah,
or indirectly.
Yeah. It's
no,
bad news bears.
No, I played around with the stink out in school and the stink bombs. You know, usually at least twice a year, I would crush a stink bomb in the cafeteria at lunch. Just to mix it up.
Just for fun. I bet it smelled like ass.
It was the little glass ampules.
Yeah.
Just drop it on the ground, you step on it, and you just walk away. And then everyone's like... Oh, yeah. I would do that like twice a year from like first grade up until my senior year.
Yeah. You know, everybody talks about childhood innocence. Round about the time that you start kicking off puberty, that goes away, and this is what you end up with. You end up with some really... You end up with some kids who have no idea what's going on with their bodies, their hygiene is all over the place, and they're full of piss and vinegar, and their only targets are each other. It's it's a buck wild rodeo, especially in middle school.
Like in 11th grade. In my high school, I put the remains of a deer that my buddy's father had shot in a old abandoned locker, like across the hall from Mr. Lampinen's biology
school. That is fucked up.
And then I just kind of forgot about it. It took about 2 weeks.
Well, I mean, when you do it so many times, you just kind of forget where you leave shit. Like.
And it took about 2 weeks, and it started to stink so bad. People would, like, vomit. They couldn't even walk. And then they had a biohazard truck one day come up, and they literally pulled the lockers out, hosing it down. Everyone's wearing this mop gear. There's, like, maggots all over the floor. It was...
Oh, man.
That's such an asshole.
Anybody up for some venison burgers after that one?
Woo.
I didn't think so.
Yeah. And then you get the usual, we know who it is, come forward, we'll go easy on you. I'm like,
you don't know shit. What are you going to do, dust the decomposing carcass for prints?
It wasn't even the whole thing. It was like the deer head, one leg, a bag of guts,
and
some skin. That was it. Probably open it up like, we have a serial killer going to school here.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, it was great.
You know what? That's got to be in the top three. That is up there with the Pringles can and the man-made grenade going into the police station.
It was just a ball of modeling clay with an M.
I know. Like I said, the man-made grenade. That's why I did that in air quotes, because that's essentially, that's how they reacted to it. They thought you threw an IED in there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they were jumping over desks.
I'm sure they were like Vietnam veterans, so they knew the deal.
Incoming! Do you have any great stories from your youth like this? Doesn't have to involve women. It could just be pranks that you pulled on your friends or bullies. Yeah. We want to hear about them. We can do a whole stream on these things because this is comedy gold.
Oh, my God, yeah.
So send them on over. The more decomposing deer carcasses, the better. And if you guys feel like supporting the channel, we got links in the link tree down in the Meat Gazer box. You can donate on Give, Send, Bro, Cash App, Locals, or Subscribestar. We're not worthy, and everything is appreciated.
Thank you for showing up.
Yes, and we'll see you guys next time.